Welcome to today's episode of the Sustainable Business Podcast. We're excited to be talking today with Adrian Geach, the founder of Fresh Graphics here in Cardiff. With over five decades of experience in the signage industry, Adrian has returned to his roots, specialising in traditional hand-painted signs while embracing eco-friendly materials and techniques. So in an age where sustainability is increasingly important, Adrian's approach offers businesses a unique and personal way to stand out with handcrafted signage that's both beautiful and environmentally conscious. Welcome, Adrian. It's great to have you with us. So you have such a rich history in sign writing. So why don't you tell us a little bit, really, about how you started in the field and what inspired you in the first place?
Okay. I was more artistic than academic in school. So wanted to do something along those lines. And I was always fascinated with fairground art and lettering.
Yeah.
And then I saw a documentary on a sign writer on the TV when I was about 14. And something clicked and I just thought, that's what I want to do. And a friend of my father's had a sign writing company that had been going for over 80 years in Cardiff. And luckily I was offered a five-year apprenticeship, so I started when I was 16. I was really lucky. I got taught by three master craftsmen. I used to run to work every morning. I only lived 10 minutes away, so but I just couldn't wait to get in and start, and it was great. It was 1980, so everything was hand-painted. Yeah. Everything was drawn by hand. There was no computers, or and I used to do things like cinema posters, church posters, fascias, banners, all sorts really, but not much site work. Everything was done in the workshop.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in a new workshop today, which is, I mean, surrounded by fantastic different signage, very colourful, so diverse, really. So do you think that things have come round from when you started in terms of the traditional thing to, you know, obviously going through the 90s and the 80s where everything was all about computers, maybe? Do you think things have come round to more kind of traditional kind of ways of doing things again?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, I had to, around 1989, 1990, computer cut vinyl lettering came out and absolutely killed the industry because it was quick, cheap, and you didn't really have to have any experience if you wanted to set up a company doing it. So for the next sort of 15, 16 years, I very rarely picked up a brush. But I think with the advent of social media and craft in general in the UK, I think it sort of kick-started people's interest in traditional methods. There was a film that was made in America called The Sign Painters Movie that was a small independent film that I think must have been watched by a lot of graphic design students maybe. And I think it just reignited people's interest in it. And I think the advent of, or the proliferation in coffee shops, tattoo parlours, who were looking for something a bit more traditional or unique, just sort of moved the trade back into people's focus, I think. And it, because it's not perfect, I think it's got a lot more character than, you know, a computer generated or a large format printer printed sign, and I think a lot of graphic designers didn't want to sit in front of a computer all day.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of them have just got into more hand-rendered stuff, and there's a massive boom in it, a lot of young people taking it up, which is amazing. And like I say, with social media, it's such an interesting thing for people to watch as well. You know, people, a lot of sign writers post short films of them actually sign writing, and people find it fascinating. I think that a combination of a bit of a backlash against everything looking generic and plastic, and just that the craft movement really that swept through the UK and, well, probably everywhere really.
So as a small business owner, a successful small business owner, I imagine that's also kind of things have also changed in that respect. So are you finding interest coming from lots of different areas in terms of the work that you're doing now? Very varied?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it can be from a coffee shop to... I did some work for a really big housing association where I put some painted illustrations on their office walls. So, yeah, it's really diverse. I mean, mainly small businesses, which I really like because you know, I think when you do signage or you get involved with companies right at the beginning.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, you form a relationship and as they grow, you know, they can give you more work. So I do tend to like doing the smaller business, you know, like restaurants, cafes, shops, that sort of work.
Yeah. And by the very nature of what you're doing, going back to craftsmanship, is, you know, the buzzword is sustainability these days. How important is that for you as a small business owner in the way that you run things as well? I mean, it's in your DNA, I suppose. But you've made a conscious decision to be more environmentally friendly or...
Yeah, I think songwriting in general is a very environmentally conscious way of doing things because a lot of the time it's just paint.
Yeah, and the materials you use are kind of environmentally concerned.
Well, they are now, yeah. I think it's got a lot better. A lot of the songwriting products now are water-based.
Right.
Years ago, they used to be oil-based with lead in them as well. So, and, you know, the wood that's used if I'm making fascias is all environmentally friendly. So I think just the general nature of the trade is you know, sustainable.
Yeah.
But I do, yeah, I try and leave a small carbon footprint. You know, I'm very conscious of any waste that I make. But when I didn't have songwriting work, I did a lot of exhibition work, which was really unfriendly environmentally. You know, a lot of exhibition stands made with plastic and all sorts of materials. And then thrown away at the end of a 3-day event. So, you know, I've gone from one extreme to the other, really. Mm. So, but like I say, I think just the trade in general is sustainable because a lot of the time I'll just go to do a job and it might be on the side of a wall. So all I'm using is paint. There's no plastic background or metal background. So, yeah, I do try and... promote it, if you like, that, you know, there's no plastic involved, if I can help.
And when I was, when we were talking earlier, that the place that you, the business is based, is just an amalgamation of so many small businesses, which are all doing their bit, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you talk to other small businesses around you in terms of sharing kind of, you know, kind of pressures or challenges you might have just as a small business owner, rather than just kind of what you do? Is there a bit of a community going?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, everyone's in the same boat when you're in small business,
that's,
you know, chasing money and,
yeah,
you know, trying to get value for your worth, really. Where I am on Tudor Lane in Cardiff is full of artists and creative. So we all really do look after each other and, you know, talk to each other. We go out litter picking on the lane and, you know, we talk to Cardiff Council about any waste that appears. So, yeah, it's a really good community spirit here.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of outside, the bigger kind of world outside Tudor Lane, do you think there's more that kind of, you know, the government or the people could do to help small businesses like yourselves in terms of encouraging you? Or do you feel... I suppose that you're doing it yourself anyway, so then you kind of are quite insular, just get on with it.
there is an element to that, but I do think that the government or councils in general, you know, we pay a lot of rates.
Yes, yes, I've heard this from other businesses around here.
But you
as
don't
well.
Get anything for it.
No,
so,
no.
You know, if there was a part of your rates that handled the rubbish, or I think that would help massively, because it just seems so wrong that you're paying all this, you know, money and you don't get any help.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay to have any rubbish removed or...
That's it, I've heard that from other businesses.
Yeah.
And of course, Wales is at the forefront of some of the, you know, recycling and stuff like that, isn't it? But
yeah,
I mean, there's only so much you can do, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you've got to do a lot yourself.
And, you know, in fairness, during COVID, I thought the Welsh Government were really good. They, you know, they helped with the rates, gave everyone business grants and the low-interest loans. And I feel that they should really carry on that, you know, with that momentum of helping smaller businesses.
Yeah, yeah. Contributes to the big businesses in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you've done a huge amount of Fresh Graphics already. Have you got any goals for next year that you kind of think, I really want to go and do that? Or is there a particular focus or sector that you're kind of looking at? Or is it just more of the fabulous thing?
No, I'd like to go into TV and film work more. It's something I really enjoy that I've been in and out of for the last 5 years. I've been doing this for 44 years now, and I've sacrificed a lot of my time over the years with, you know, meeting deadlines, and so I'm sort of slowing down, if you like, and I just want to do what interests me now.
Yes, yes.
You know, the word no comes out of my mouth now, whereas before it was just yes.
You can pick and choose a bit.
Yeah.
Because you're talented. And,
well,
you know.
I think I'm lucky that there's not many time-served songwriters around, you know. So I do feel like I can pick and choose a bit now. And yeah, but the TV and film work is definitely something I'm interested in. And there's a lot of it happening in South Wales and the West.
Yes,
so,
yeah. You'll tell me about the fabulous features and things you were building on a set.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, it's, you know, not work that you and I could do on an average day. So it's time consuming, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's well paid and people appreciate it. And you get to see it on the telly.
Exactly. Win-win. So if there was one big project or a celebrity or something that you think I would really just like to work on that, what would you think it would be?
I'm really enjoying working with on period dramas. So I've just done work on Agatha Christie mystery that's coming out on Netflix. And I'm working on Young Sherlock at the moment, which is a Guy Ritchie production, which is coming out next year on Amazon, which is a huge production. And, you know, bringing a lot of work and money to the area as well.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of specialists, you know, a lot of specialist trades, which are settling in this area because of the amount of work that's going on. So,
Yeah. Well, that sounds so inspiring, and I just love every piece you've got here in your studio. And if people wanted to get in touch and maybe get some of your work or just see some of your work or commission some pieces, how can they do that?
The best place is to look on Instagram because I update that more on my website. So that's at freshgraphicssignwriter.com. At Fresh Graphic Signwriter on Instagram. And my phone numbers and details are on there. Yeah.
Excellent. So fabulous to meet you, Adrian. Thanks for your time and good luck with all the projects you've got coming up.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you.